dollars a night. That's opportunity, which many have taken advantage of, to learn that one tape of news so that all of us can say that we're informed. The written test will be this evening for everyone on that and Huey Newton. We must care. We absolutely must have concern when a brother goes down by assassination in the press and the courts. They're avoiding every measure possible from having to use the gun again. But that scene will be shown on the American scene, just as it was in Z. So I hope all are prepared and are aware of the Battle of Algiers and the tape, which has been given ample time, many days, many days, to study it thoroughly. And we should be listening to it through the library wherever possible. Because if we want to, we will know. Not everyone remembers every detail the same, no. But we can be concerned about what is happening to our black and Indian comrades, the poor and oppressed, two out of three of which babies are slowly starving to death in the world because of capitalism. Heat wave in the United States is causing an outbreak of crimes in several major cities. Apparently, what's the whistle blowing for now? Apparently, this is the early day. This is the early day. All right, continue. And you can learn the bonus news. This is for rewards, special privileges that you want. You should show interest where possible, though, and be quiet and listen to the world news. An unprecedented heat wave, the worst in history, has struck Japan. The Japanese are having riots, an outbreak of crime, and now what has gone into the 27th day of temperatures ranging near 100 degrees. The CIA tries to bring about devastation on countries of its choice, but there is a backwash on the United States. Particularly, we are noting struggle amongst the Chicanos, as they are breaking out again in riots against the system in Houston and other border cities such as Dallas and San Antonio. But in the major metropolitan areas, there's an increase in crime. The heat is appalling, according to the Voice of America. Lawsuits have been filed against the United States Sperm Bank, a major sperm bank in San Francisco, because they've allowed the sperm of impotent men to thaw. It is not known why, but millions of dollars of lawsuits are being begun in a class action suit, because now the men, some who have vasectomies, depending on their ability later to have babies, the sperm in the United States has been allowed to thaw. Jamaica and Guyana are conducting workshops to discuss the preservation of their culture and their history, and to give more direction to socialism. There is recommendation before the International Monetary Fund Board that all aid be cut off from Cambodia because of its extensive militarism. Strange to find the International Monetary Fund giving aid and assistance to a even nationalistic communist country. The United States, even the Voice of America, admits primarily controls the International Monetary Fund. A pool of expertise of benefit to both economies, the socialist economy of Jamaica and Guyana, are being established. St. Lucia, Conference on Industry and Commerce, How to Make the Caribbean More Self-Sufficient from the Capitalistic Economies, the Major Western Powers. Guyana Liquor, which has been taken over by the people, nationalized. Guyana is known for the best rum in the world. It is now going to vary its products and get into other kinds of foods that have nutritional values rather than the emphasis upon liquor, which all socialist countries have found, as was shown in the Battle of Algiers, to be detrimental to the health of the people and often play into the hands of the CIA. Self-destructive, weakening the people, making them incapable of fighting a common enemy. By 1979, yeast will be produced locally, a breakthrough for Guyana. Also, milder table wines that will not have any additive chemicals like U.S. liquor. And they will be making them primarily for export. The Guyana liquor industry, now under the control of the socialist government, that has been the salvation of our beloved country of Guyana, that they have taken over the big businesses, the means of production, and the means of distribution. So alcohol, instead of being consumed locally, the emphasis will be upon exporting it in trade for heavy equipment from some of the Western decadent countries that seem to depend upon alcohol to neutralize, I guess, their conscience for being so apathetic while U.S. bombs are falling even today on the black socialist nation of Mozambique, bombing out villages of the rebels, the revolutionaries from Rhodesia that are fighting for their own country's freedom. As you know, there have been now a dozen sorties, a dozen bombings since the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives last week lifted the ban on arms and economic aid from our tax dollars, which certainly causes a considerable amount of guilt if you have any conscience, and should cause us to compensate and work so that others can come to this land of freedom. The increase in applications from people in jail is astounding. The bishop, the high-ranking Methodist white official and his wife even have people in prison, all races wanting to get out of USA, white and black, seeing how desperate, how utterly filthy the country is and decadent, calling it hellholes and begging to be put on our list for consideration. Old members who left and did not keep my advice and counsel, who ended up in jail, have said, "Oh, Jim, we have found out how horrible it is. Please bring us to your freedom land." Also, Guyana will be importing jams and jellies and its wonderful cheese and other of its tasty foods. 200 cadets and militants of the Socialist Youth of Guyana are in a leadership seminar training in principles of defending this country against the common class enemies of monopoly capitalism and U.S. imperialism and its lackeys. Seminars will be conducted for the next many weeks in the principles of Marxist-Leninism. Principles of secondary schools in Jamaica are reviewing educational methods that will not play into the hands of the racist image that has been planted by the white man. As our children have to endure in the schools in USA, nothing but white faces, white histories, white Jesuses, and what white man has done. So there is a revision in Jamaica since its socialist government has been elected of the educational text. The same has already taken place in the text in the schools of Guyana. Dr. Eric Williams of Trinidad and Tobago, a capitalist nation, he is the prime minister, has found that his phones are being tapped by outside powers. The indication is that the USA is monitoring him. The USA is not even held pleased that a black nation has capitalism. It does not satisfy them. The US has only one desire, Britain and the white regime. That is to bring down all black governments, Indian governments, and put them in a place of servanthood, subservience, and slavery to the imperialists and their wishes. British health officers are in a pandemonium, in a panic, as there is an outbreak of food poisoning throughout England. It is believed to be coming from the canned salmon of their capitalist industries, who have not taken proper care. Capitalists never do. They're not concerned about human beings, but only making big money, profit. Several have died from botulism, the dread disease that is also hard to cure. A similar outbreak has occurred in Canada and in USA. Where is this produced? By U.S. corporations in Canada and USA. Salmon has to be imported in England. It is not self-sufficient in food, and so U.S. corporations have produced the canned salmon that is killing and causing massive sickness, particularly around Birmingham, England, amongst those English people. It is also interesting to note that Birmingham, England, is the primary center of the black population of England. In San Francisco, 50 lawsuits have already begun by men in that area alone, and it is feared that the sperm banks of the United States are not working. The liquid nitrogen has been allowed to be taken out. It even looks like acts of sabotage. For what reason, no one knows. As I said, many have had vasectomies and now will be unable to bear children. Perhaps they might be interested in adopting black children or Indian children. Ha ha. The San Francisco suit is bringing a very brutal retaliation by the networks, because, as you know, yesterday they were sued by one Valerie, mainly because just after her daughter had witnessed and others in the San Francisco region had seen a drama in Born Innocent showing a 13-year-old attacked savagely and brutally by seven teenagers, her daughter was similarly attacked just after the show. But all the big powerful newspapers and televisions are bringing about various appeals trying to delay the proceedings, because this certainly could not be tolerated, that anyone would move in on the domain of the press, which is indeed the arm of the capitalist, the ruling class, the state. When the government wants to go after someone, they use the press to destroy their reputation. It's the arm that crushes their image. Then after that is finished, the courts move in as obedient servants of the ruling fascists in the USA, who are seeking nothing more than the annihilation of people of color, the total extermination of our people of black and Indian background and Asian background and socialist background. No one's going to tolerate an $11 million suit. It won't succeed, even though her daughter is now in a mental institution as a result of the savage attack. Of course, such brutality goes on against our children in the USA every day, but no one ever reports about it. Thank goodness our children are not subjected to the gangs, the dope, and all of that horrible pressure which one out of two of our children by 18 to 19 would have been in jail. Three out of four of the Indian children will be in jail in the USA. Not to mention a half of them committing suicide and others being brutalized by drugs and walking around like aimless idiots because they have been put under the control of the destruction of drugs and gangs set up to kill them. New Jersey, a very famous murder trial with a prominent medical doctor in charge of a hospital, has been accused of injecting the muscular relaxant called Cialis to such a considerable degree that it murdered five people. It was done because he wanted to free his hospital of people on welfare so that he would have the beds for high-paying patients. The act was committed in 1965 and 66. His colleague could not live with it any longer and stepped forward, one of the few times in history that a medical doctor would do so. However, the New York Times reporter that had certain information at the time about the happenings, people had given him evidence, and his sources, the New York Times is refusing to turn over any records about this this murder, this mass genocide in the New Jersey hospital. The judge has thrown the New York Times correspondent in jail because he will not give his notes over to the courts so they can proceed against this doctor who has done this murder, Dr. Mario Josefovich. Nonetheless, this has become a serious concern to the U.S. press, who's been the obedient servant of capitalism and the ruling class of monopoly capitalists. Because now the Supreme Court has passed laws that all records of newspapers are available to the police authorities at any time without any court proceedings on anyone. So the police state has already begun. And the willing servants who have done their dirty work to destroy every black leader and every socialist leader in the United States, the press that is, are not being paid off too well because the New York Times chief correspondent is in jail, and they're threatening to put in jail the editor of the New York Times. Of course, they ought to know that no thing ever gets rewarded. The Jews that helped murder other Jews were finally castrated, and the worst tortures were reserved for them at the end of Hitler's Germany. It's been true everywhere. When police use fakes in their ratting on other individuals in the black communities, in the white poor communities, in Indian communities, they always eliminate them after their usefulness is over. I would think our fakes are dirty traitors would have thought that through when they started to work with the corrupt conspiracy against us. In Argentina, the repressive rule, the military junta put in power by our tax dollars, the CIA and all of the other military aid, has now taken the role of a civilian government. Same general, he's now calling himself President Videla, Vidali, and he is going to wear civilian clothes. It makes no difference. the retired general, will continue carrying out the policy of the military, who have killed tens of thousands of Argentinians, tortured them with Green Beret and U.S. CIA aid. The Argentina military government was put in power by our government, our former government, the USA, the monopoly capitalists, and their willing murderous servants, the CIA. As the dollar continues to fall, the price of gold is spiraling. Fortunately, some gold that we have for the people's welfare was a wise investment. It's too bad more was not obtained, because gold has now soared over $2 an ounce on the London bullion market. As the dollar continues to fall all over the world in spite of emergency measures, it will not be able to continue, my friends. It will not be able to continue. If the U.S. dollar loses its value and the United States continuously has to sell its gold, when it loses its reserve and it has no oil and it's losing the backing of the oil Arab nations, and if the oil Arab rich nations and the black rich nation of Nigeria and OPEC increase their oil prices, the United States is finished. Then you will see open brutality, fascism, and the extermination of people of color. Because before the government falls, it will try, before it falls under a nuclear war, it will try to turn races against race, people against people, so that they will not realize who their common enemy is, the rich that rule America. The whole world, the capitalist world, is in a state of disarray. That's Christine Onassis, who has inherited the wealth of the richest man, the great shipping heir, the great shipper who has ships in almost every port and owns industry throughout the capitalist world. What has this woman done with the great wealth that she possessed in capitalism, the richest woman in the world? She has married a commoner in the Soviet Union who works for the maritime industry as an ordinary shipping clerk. She was married in a common ceremony in Moscow and driven there by the embassy, by her choice, in an older car. She would not allow any of her rich relatives to attend. Only 11 friends of this Soviet young man that she married in the communist youth were allowed to be present. And there is great concern that all of her wealth will be turned over to the Soviet Union, and the capitalists are much up in the air about it. Bravo to one young woman who did not allow money to destroy her. That must be a terrible setback to USA and the 7 remaining capitalists in a world where capitalism is teetering and tottering to its destruction. Today we'll give you background on Nigeria, as it has been taking such a prominent lead. The African nation of Nigeria has been taking a prominent lead in the demands for liberation of South Africa, Rhodesia. It refused to send its sports team to Canada to participate there because white racists were represented in the world sports events in Edmonton, Canada, such as New Zealand and Australia. Nigeria is a paradox. Though capitalist, it's moving more and more away from the capitalist orbit, because when Carter visited it a few months ago, the government caught him conniving with some of their oil-rich people and bankers in a Hilton hotel there. The location of Nigeria, N-I-G-E-R-I-A, a black nation, on the northern side of the West African Bulge, with a 680-mile southern coast along the Gulf of Guinea, one of the best coast and port areas in the world. To the north, Niger, N-I-G-E-R. To the northeast is Lake Chad. To the east is Cameroon, C-A-M-E-R-O-O-N. To the west, Dahomey, D-A-H-O-M-E-Y. How was it created? The white British began at the coast through a successive annexation inland and combined a crown colony and two protectorates into one possession and made it a slave state of the British Empire, the Thalaki of U.S. capitalism. What is its size? 356,699 square miles. How does that compare to Guyana? As you know, our beautiful Guyana is 83,000 square miles, so that means that it is nearly five to six times larger than Guyana. Its population is so many, many more times larger, 63.5 million. In other words, 70 times larger than the population of Guyana. Guyana is the best place to be in the world because there's less people and more land to produce food than any place in the world. The breakdown of the black tribes are Hausa, H-A-U-S-A, 21.4%. Igbo, a tall, proud people, 17.9%. Yoruba, Y-O-R-U-B-A, 17.8%. Fulani, F-U-L-A-N-I, 10.3%. Teeb, a black tribe, 5.6%. Kanuri, K-A-N-U-R-I, 4.9%. Ibibio, I-B-I-B-I-O, 4.7% of the population. Edo, E-D-O, is 3.6%. 200 other blacks and unknown tribes that go back to the beginning of time, because all history began in Africa. So in that fact, every human on earth has part black in them, is 13.8%. 47% are Muslim. 35% are Christian due to the influence of the slave masters. 18% though have maintained their proud black culture, religion, animism, A-N-I-M-I-S-T, 18%. Those are the people that regard sacred and are sensitive to all life, believing that everything alive, plant, animal, and mineral, maintains qualities of life that's to be treated with respect and not to be destroyed willfully, like many here still have not learned to respect things, holes, because they give life to us, the cutlasses and other things. Our black ancestors protected everything. They were a great civilization. Who rules? The military, under the leadership of Major General Yakubu Gowon, G-O-W-O-N, and the Supreme Military Council. Who really rule? The old colonial power of USA and Great Britain was a partner until the past few months, and now it is still the main customer for Nigerian exports because it has to have them, and the chief supplier of imported goods. But Nigeria is moving more and more away to other African nations and even to socialist nations to import foods that they want, because they do not want to enrich their white former oppressor and colonial slave masters. Following the Nigerian Civil War in 1967, the Soviet Union, which had provided strong support for the federal government, emerged a powerful ally with a good hold on Nigeria's rich oil fields. British, American, and French banks helped support the Nigerian economy. But the Soviet Union is not the main power force there. The Nigerians are independent and still, though, are moving more and more towards the Soviet Union's policies in terms of the liberation of Africa. The background would be interesting to we who have black and Indian in our blood. And we all do, because all people, the first man walked in Africa. The first Nigerian slaves were sent to Haiti by the white British captain Sir John Hawkins in 1562. Nearly 20 million slaves were eventually exported from Nigeria. Most of these were the proud Igbos, I-B-O-S, captured by the coastal slave master along with Uncle Tom Ijaw, a tribe that is now almost out of existence because of other black tribes taking reprisals against them. IJAW, conducting inland raids. King Akititoy, A-K-I-T-O-Y-E, signed the slavery abolition agreement in 1852. And when King Tepple, P-E-T-T-P-L-E, was caught still in business 2 years later, he was deposed and exiled. King Ha-Ha, J-A-J-A, was deported to England for slaving as late as 1887. He was an Uncle Tom that continued to participate with the white slave master. We know all about Uncle Toms. We have them all around in USA. Old Nigerians say, Nigeria is a place where the best is impossible, but where the worst never happens. Chief Obafemi, O-B-A-F-E-M-I, Awala, A-W-O-L-O-W-A, West and East Nigeria are as different as Ireland from Germany. The North is as different from either as China. In 1966, thousands of Igbos, IBOS, were killed by Hausas, H-A-U-S-A-S, over 1 million Igbos were driven from the northern region due to U.S., Western, British, and capitalist interference.